Mr. Headmaster, members of the staff, boys. I want you to imagine a bowl of porridge. A bowl of cold porridge. When I was a boy at Sherburn some 25 years ago, we always had porridge for breakfast. Every day, winter and summer, or so it seems. And for some unaccountable reason, by the time the porridge reached me, it was cold. My friend Christopher Morecambe was more fortunate. He enjoyed his porridge and ate it heartily, but I always sat there at breakfast, staring into a bowl of cold porridge, grey and soft and wrinkled on top. You must be wondering why I'm telling you all this. The headmaster asked me to come here and talk about my work with computers, and here I am describing bowls of cold porridge. Well, there's a good reason for it, and I'll come to that in a moment. I dare say the word computer is unfamiliar to many of you. It is to a lot of people. But if I said electronic brain, oh, that's much more interesting. Or if I were to ask, can a machine think? I'm sure you'd be intrigued to know the answer. But before we can consider that properly, I must explain something about computers and how they work. First of all, let me compare a computer with the human brain, which...